What's up, guys? Welcome to Believe in Rams, part of the Believe Network. Erin Coscarelli with you. Be sure to subscribe, comment, rate, follow this podcast. You can, of course, also catch us on Believe TV and follow us on all the socials. You guys, huge day out of Los Angeles. Les Snead, Sean McVay, they made their first round pick since 2016, and they went defense. A lot of controversy of whether or not they were going to go offense, defense. What were they going to do? Some people thought offensive line. People were saying wide receiver. Guess what? We've got a Hall of Famer in the house, Marshall Faulk. He is going to break down the first two Rams draft selections. So let's get right to it. Marshall Faulk here, Rams legend, Hall of Famer. Immediate reaction was so important. And of course, you know, the fans, they love you, Marshall. They love the way you see the game. They love the way they see you see the team. Interesting choices by Les Snead and Sean McVay thus far. What's your initial reaction to that first round selection in Jared Verse?
When I watched him play, and it's just amazing how he was able to get around the edge, how much pressure he brought. I think that what their defense did, losing their quarterback, they had national championship aspirations, and to find themselves in the positions that they were, that defense, I believe versus he's a game changer. He's a guy that once he understands the pro game, and I think he's immediate impact. Like, he's day one, he's going to give them what they were looking for on the edge. What they tried to get in Von Miller. Every time they tried to go get an edge guy to go with the big guy in the middle, he's going to give them that. They are going to have that presence. You can sometimes clog the middle up and affect the defensive tackle. That's why they move Aaron Donald around and sometimes put him on the edge. But when you have a guy like this, man, it's and then he has the ability to drop too. So I like a lot of the stuff that they did with him at Florida State. The Rams do kind of, and regardless of who their defensive coordinator is, Sean McVay understands how to affect the quarterback. So they do a bunch of things to affect the quarterback. And all these defensive coordinators that they've had, they've done some of the same variety of stuff to affect the quarterback. So I think it's a really good pick. He comes in. Most of these edge guys, you're like, oh, he's got to get more size. 6'4", 254 pounds. He's ready day one.
Yeah, and that's really good because obviously they're trying to replace, hello, the big elephant in the room, no longer Aaron Donald on the football field, who was, like you said, he was an immediate impact player, defensive rookie of the year, and never really took his foot off the pedal. But what about their second round selection? Obviously they stayed, defense was clearly important for them so far.
Oh, of course. Listen, there's a huge hole missing in that defense. they could probably just use all the picks on defense if they want to, and still probably couldn't replace what Aaron Donald, the issues that he caused for offensive coordinators or the opposition when you got ready to play him. But, I'm gonna tell you the part about this that I love. This kid. Braden that they drafted, Fisk. High motor, high energy. He's not a guy that plays in front of people. He plays on the edges. And I used to always listen to Warren Sapp talk. He's like, I don't know why they rush guys in. You got to get on the edge. If you want to get around a guy, you got to get on the edge. And when you watch this, when you watch how he played, how quick he was, I started to just like really dive into it. I was like, what? This kid ran the fastest 40 of all the defensive tackles. I'm like, and there's some dogs in this draft, like some guys that play D tackle ran the fastest 40 at 4.7. I was like, wow, at this size, 6'4", 292 pounds, a 4.7 40. another immediate impact guy. And here's what I like. I remember being a rookie going to Indianapolis, and none of my teammates from college came with me. And it's kind of lonely. You know, you're by yourself. It's there's going to be continuity in the room. There's going to be continuity about how they played, how they competed. And you're going to have two guys that can that really can form a relationship and start a bond. And now it's about, because I think both of these two guys are day one starters. It's like you got to find who the other nine guys going to be. Wow. Who are the other nine guys going to be? And that's what it's going to be about. And I really, really like these picks. And it's been a long time since the Rams had some it's been a long time since we were picking and got quality guys. And I think that these two guys, this early, getting quality guys. We always get a mid-round. We always get quality guys late. But these are impact. These are game-changing impact players that become cornerstones of your defense.
Yeah. Yeah. Impact players is exactly what the Rams need, especially like you said, the first round. They haven't had a selection in the first round since Jared Goff, I think, in 2016. So going defense, showing the fans defense is of the utmost priority. Of course, they're comfortable with what they have on offense with regards to Matthew Stafford. Were you not buying in on all the controversy about the possibility? Because, you know, Peter Schrager was saying they were going to go offense. Were you like, no? This is all a smokescreen. You were thinking defense first round for sure.
When I watched last year, I was impressed at what they did with the offensive line. I collected some pieces. I was impressed. I didn't think the offense line. I was like, oh, I thought Matthew Stafford was going to get his butt kicked. But you know, hitting a home run on Puka Nacua, that was awesome. Mm-hmm. I just think that offensively. The Rams didn't lose a lot of games because they couldn't score points. They lost a lot of games because they couldn't stop people. And when you understand that, they scored a lot of points. They were in a lot of games. And now you have to do – you lose Raheem. Sean got a run of just guys going to be head coaches that's on his staff. He got a really good run going right now. Like, his tree is it's unbelievable. For a guy that's been a head coach for so short, the tree that he's put out, I think he and Kyle Shanahan right now, they are like, they're going neck and neck. But I just think that defense is that's where the hole was. And listen, I don't want to sound like I'm an expert. Aaron Donald retired. Like, you got to replace this guy. You can't replace them with one guy. Like, it's not rocket science. Like, this is what he meant to the organization. You have to put some people out there. We all knew third and five, six. If you needed a playmate, 99 was getting you a sack. He was getting a tackle for a loss. You knew that. You counted on that. Mm-hmm. And now that's going to be something that, you know, people will be looking for. But I did hear something, though. I did hear him say, if I could only play and not go to training camp. Did you hear this?
Oh, so we're still buying in on that. Maybe Aaron Donald could come back.
I was reading something, and what he said was he just couldn't get up for another training camp. He said when he held out, if you paid attention that when he came back, it wasn't because he got the money the years that he held out. It was because he didn't have to go to camp. So I'm like, did they just tell him to stay home from camp? Yeah. Like, is there a
if that's all it takes to get Donald back, I think that's very smart. But I'm sure Les and Sean have all concocted that plan and have tried in various ways to try to get number 99 back, but we'll see. And, you know, you said something very funny in jest, I think, you know, they have nine more picks, 11 total. And you made the comment of they could pick all nine and it be on defense and you'd be happy with that. I guess my question for you is, what else would you like to see the Rams do in the remainder of the draft that would make you feel pretty good?
I mean, there's just you can't have enough. You can't have enough utility offensive linemen. You got to get some swing guys that can play. You got to have some guards that can play center. You got to have some tackles that can play both tackles.
You know, I want a guy at tight end, like a guy. I know they got some, you know, like a guy. Like I don't need to be Travis Kelce, but let's say the Isaiah Likely, the guy at Baltimore. Like I want a guy that could win those one-on-one battles. If you decide to double like Puka and Cup, and like this guy gonna hurt you. Like we gotta have a guy. I just feel like a lot of the throws that Stafford has to make, it's tough throws. He need a big guy that at tight end that's available who can just win with leverage. And when you do that and he can run block, they don't know what you're going to do. Like that's the I watched Kansas City probably last year more than I've ever watched them, and their receivers were garbage. Like they were dropping balls, but what they were able to do in the run game and with Kelce and disguising, and you didn't know when it was running or when he was going out, it was so hard to defend them. Mm-hmm. You know, even when I look at Buffalo, I think that position is the position. You could have the outside guys, but you got to have somebody that in the interior, they give the quarterback the easy throw.
Yeah, and take
you
got to
have
pressure.
The easy throws. Yeah. Yes.
Take a little pressure off of Stafford. I think that's a great, so keep an eye on a big guy, tight end. Marshall Faulk would love to see that. But I think that's, so far the Rams have done well per what we're reading. Fans are pretty happy. I think getting both guys, Jared Verse and Braden Fisk, out of Florida State, like you said, it breeds some camaraderie in the way of what may feel lonely when you're a rookie going to a team all by yourself. Yeah,
it is. It is. I mean, you go from a college environment and you walk into this room of grown men. You know, it's like you just came from a little hoorah in college, and now it's like, man, this guy, like you might take the position of somebody who needs to feed their family, who might get cut. It becomes a business real fast, and you need to know you have friends.
You need somebody to talk to when you're not feeling so good afterwards, after practice.
Yes.
Well, you know, the fans love you, Marshall. I really appreciate it. I know you're so busy doing all kinds of things, but I think we really wanted to hear your perspective on how the Rams have been so far. We still have one more day to go, but we really appreciate Marshall Faulk joining the show. Thank you, Marshall.
All goody. Just we'll hop back on once they're done, and we'll analyze. We'll go through everything. We'll look at the totality of the draft. And yeah. You know, the one thing I know about Lesnar, they don't draft. Like they rarely just go need, you know, they look for talent. And when you get to these later round picks, man, I'm saying 4, 5, 6, they hit home runs. Like those guys, when they bring them in, those guys, they hit home runs. And that's where you really see people who can pick talent. When you're picking talent early, those guys, you know who they are. The late ones. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't hear many people talking about Puka. No, I didn't hear many people. I didn't hear that name.
No. And he was 177th, I believe. 177th overall. So that's a great, you know. Right. We'll see what the Rams end up doing in the middle later rounds. And honestly, Marshall, just give the fan, we're giving the fans what they want. They want a little Marshall. They want your perspective, and they really appreciate it. So thank you again for your time, and we will talk to you very soon.
Have a good one.